parts of Atlanta are covered in murals, but what if there were one on every surface of our city? That's the dream of some Georgia Tech freshmen who are building a robot called the Color Slug. Producer Gabby Watts followed them through the process of making their first prototype.
To build a slug, you need to ask a lot of questions.
How do I turn this off without killing it?
Are you using a resistor?
Do we have that set of Allen keys?
And will you grab the case with the lipos and
you do that? Do you want to do that?
What if we just like get it? Oh.
This is Beau Martin, a Georgia Tech freshman. He and his teammates are in construction mode in their dorm room lobby.
So what's on the table? This is our metal frame. It looks like a baseball base. And then we have two motors on the other side, these little blocks here. And these will hopefully spin these wheels. We got them off of Amazon. I think they're designed for RC cars.
These parts form the color slug. With a spray paint can, the robot suctions to a wall and drives around, leaving behind a trail of color. It's controlled by a computer, and one day, there'll be 16 of them, painting designs created and crowdsourced by the surrounding communities. It's a very inspirational future given Beau's current view over the connector.
So the window looking out of my room looks onto the skyline, and there's a big like white wall. And I just saw that and I thought it could be so much better. And being roboticist, we're like, we can fix this issue. We could just have robots do it. It'll make it so much better.
Here's Beau's teammate, Sam Crane. They've been making robots together since high school.
To me, this kind of project could create a greater cohesive sense of like Atlanta identity, which is something I think we've been struggling with.
But I think that would be interesting if just Atlanta was known for every wall has a mural.
The Color Slug team was one of five finalists for the Goat Farm and Hambidge Center's field experiments. Field experiments are pretty broad, but they're exploratory projects that engage Atlanta in a public way. A $20,000 grant is awarded to the winner, which was announced yesterday. We'll let you know how the Color Slug team did at the end of this story.
I just glued this to the table.
The first time I spoke with them was six weeks before the deadline. And even in these early stages, they had significantly altered the design of the slug.
So it's a design process. We make something, we test it, it breaks, and then we make it again. And hopefully it does better.
Beau and Sam live in a Georgia Tech dorm called Grand Challenges. Students do projects together and it feels very entrepreneurial. So working on the color slug in the lobby means everyone is willing to offer good, but usually bad advice. The construction has also become a spectacle. God. Here they are testing the color slug's turbine.
Hold on. It will go up higher. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's supposed to happen?
No.
Hold up.
The 3D printed turbine and impeller are the critical parts of the slug. They're the parts that suction the slug to the wall. And another great thing about Grand Challenges is that there are three 3D printers in the lobby.
This is a 3D printed impeller. So when this spins, air kind of comes through and gets channeled out. This fits in here. This encloses on top of it. And all of these parts were 3D printed. This is, what, 10 hours?
The whole thing?
No, just the bottom.
Just the bottom was like 13.
Okay, yeah. So this is 13 hours, this is 10 hours, this is another 6 hours.
Beau's talking with Matt Kinnison, a late addition to the team.
You know, he told me this project, I think it was like 2 weeks ago on a Saturday night. I spent that night like doing some research, trying to figure out like how you build a turbine, and then like had a design ready the next day that we got printed out.
So building a robot that suctions to a wall and paints is not part of Georgia Tech's freshman curriculum. And the teams discovered that no one really knows how to make something like this work.
Matt went and talked to one of his aero professors, and you know, we were just looking for some guidance because we have no idea what we're doing. And his response to us was essentially, yeah, nobody knows what they're doing. So if you find out anything, let me know.
Going to 135.
Sleep deprived because of midterms, Beau and Matt showed me the Color Slug's progress at the Goat Farm a week before they presented it to the judges. The Goat Farm connected the team with an artist to design some murals for the slug to paint, something nice and simple and black and white for now. The staff also built three perfectly smooth walls for the slug to climb.
You know, it hit me kind of midway through that this is their project too. So they're very invested in what we're doing. And it's kind of like we're all on one big team.
Of the many obstacles the slug has faced, most recently there had been some weather problems.
As the weather gets warmer, the air conditioning kicks on and the inside gets cooler. And so the 3D printers would start warping as they printed our parts. So we haven't been able to use a lot of them. So we have a blanket sitting over the printer right now to try to keep it warm enough that they don't warp.
We kind of make the joke of like tucking it in at night and putting it to bed.
This slug prototype has advanced a lot. They now have a working code on the computer. The mechanism can hold a spray paint can. It has a retractable tether to guide it around the wall, and it can suction to the wall and paint, but not at the same time.
So, is it gonna work? The short answer is definitely yes. The long answer is, it will absolutely work in some way, shape, or fashion. Will it be a robot painting on a wall? Yes, absolutely. Will it be a smart robot painting something worthwhile on a wall? Maybe.
So, drum roll. The winner of the 2016 field experiments is not the color slug. The grant went to 9to5, in an experimental space for collaboration. But Matt, Beau, and Sam plan on going forward with the slug anyway.
I mean, we have a really good, like, prototype here made, so it'd be kind of disappointing to just drop it all right now. We really want to see this, you know, go paint some walls. We really want to see this, you know, come to fruition. We've put a lot of work in.
For now, the freshmen are going to catch up with the homework they've neglected for the past 2 months. But a colorful future is still in store for Atlanta. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.